Hello, hello. I'm Malik.
I'm Jamie.
And this is World Gone Wrong, where we discuss the unprecedented times we're living through.
Can your manager still schedule you for night shifts after that werewolf bit you?
My ex-boyfriend was replaced by an alien body snatcher, but I think I like him better now.
Who is this dude showing up in everyone's old pictures?
My friend says the sewer alligators are reading maps now.
When did the kudzu start making that humming sound?
We are just your normal millennial roommates processing our feelings about a chaotic world in front of some microphones.
World Gone Wrong, a new fiction podcast from Audacious Machine Creative, creators of Unwell, a Midwestern Gothic mystery. Learn more at audaciousmachinecreative.com.
Find World Gone Wrong in all the regular places you find podcasts.
I love you so much. I mean, you could like up the energy a little
you
bit.
You could up the energy.
I actually don't take notes.
That was good.
I'm just kidding. You sounded great.
So did you.
People of Earth, the following podcast is not real. But good news! Oh, no, wait, we still have the transmission to get through. So, news! Hello from the Magic Tavern is returning to the San Francisco Sketch Fest for a live show on Sunday, January 19th at Club Fugazi. Tickets available now. There's even a link in the show notes. But if you find yourself most comfortable with the version of the show with zero chance of encountering the hosts in a lobby afterwards, well, sit back and enjoy the show.
Hello from the Magic Tavern, a weekly podcast from the magical land of Foon. I'm your host, Darnie Niekamp. If you've never listened to the podcast before, this is everything you need to know. 9.5 years ago, I fell through a dimensional portal behind a Burger King in Chicago into the magical, fantastical land of Foon. Luckily, I'm still getting a Wi-Fi signal through the dimensional rift, and I use that to upload a podcast recorded here in the tavern, the Wanderlost, in the magical land of Foon. And I'm joined, as always, by my cousin, Chunt the Talking Badger.
Oh, yeah, cuz.
Hey, cuz, how you doing?
Pretty good. How's the fam?
Don't know. I mean, they're back on Earth.
Oh, right. Sorry. Yeah. Sorry. I was just trying to get into the whole cousin thing.
Oh, yeah. We're cousins. We're family.
Yeah. Yes. Sorry about that.
Wait, what happened?
Oh, Usador, you're back.
You're cousins now?
We're cousins now.
Yeah, we've been cousins since before you were gone as well.
I forgot all about it.
I was so overwhelmed
trying to save a tree.
You might say you were overwhelmed.
Very good, Chunt. Very good. No, I spent hours and days just staring at this tree to make sure it stayed alive.
Is that because of the old expression, a watched tree never dies?
Exactly. Yes. And I thought to myself, I was just walking down the street and I thought, oh shit, what if this tree dies? So I just started staring at it intently.
Hey, Arnie.
So long.
Shroom. He was on shrooms.
Yeah, it sounds like he was on shrooms.
Yeah.
There's a
fire that I feared would burn through the tree.
Here's a good way to get him out of this loop. Usador, why don't you introduce yourself?
I am Usador, wizard of the 12th realm of Ephesius, master of light and shadow, manipulator of magical delights, devourer of chaos, champion of the great halls of Tarakas. The elves know me as Fiang Alec, the dwarves know me as Zonin and Hookstanges, and I am known throughout the northeast as Gasmanius Maystar, and yay. The trees may fear my intense stare. They also feel great warmth and safety knowing that Usador is there for them.
Two things. One, Arnie, a watched tree never dies. Phenomenal. I love that. That should be a t-shirt perhaps at some point.
Oh, well, okay. Well, that's a good point.
Oh, but who should say it?
I said it.
Yeah.
So is it a me shirt? But also, does anybody buy the shirts with my picture on it? I don't know.
Seems unlikely.
I think so. I think absolutely.
All right. So, a watched tree never dies. Ladies and gentlemen, that's a new shirt in our TeePublic merch shop.
Mm-hmm.
Unless we fuck up and forget to update it.
I love it, cuz.
And you know what? Usador's new shirt says, I love it, cuz.
Is it all right if I hone in on this cuz action?
That's a good question.
Maybe
because we did establish that you're an uncle. You're not a cousin. You're an uncle.
Yeah.
Oh, that feels right.
But like a fun uncle.
Like a funkle.
A funkle.
Yeah. Okay, Usador is not getting a new shirt this week.
Oh.
Better luck next time. Number two, I was going to say, I made us some sticky wicks because it's that time of year. The snow is falling. The season's greetings are upon us, so everyone take a sticky wick.
Oh, thank you.
Oh, this is a sticky wicket.
Yeah, sticky wick, Arnie. So it's sort of a holiday candy. You know, some people eat it for like Christmas or, whatever holiday you celebrate around this
Gunderstein,
time of year. Gunderstein.
Holidays.
Yes. Yeah. But it's basically a peppermint stick dipped in caramel and then frozen.
Oh. Seems
a sticky wick.
Yeah.
Seems like it would destroy your teeth.
Yeah, you're supposed to suck on it for up to 90 hours.
Yeah, suck on a kneecap.
And that's a t-shirt. And then every time.
Usador does not get a new shirt this week.
Okay. Chunt and Usador facing each other, both saying, suck at kneecap. And there's still a picture of Arnie, and he's not saying anything.
Look,
there's no coming back from that.
The design, just the text. All right, fine. Officially, Usador's shirt now says, suck at kneecap.
Woo!
Don't love that that's going out into the world.
Oh, and also, as sort of a, you might notice, there's an extra sticky wick on the table here. That's because I invited someone that I am quite fond of, and that is a Cyclops. We've never had one on before.
I don't think so, no.
Guys, please be cool and don't just stare in his one eye, please. This is Brock the Cyclops.
Hello, everybody. Hold on, I have something stuck in my eye.
Oh.
Ooh, painful.
That was like a whole stick or something.
You guys have an eye wash?
Do we have an eye wash?
I have an eye wash spell.
I would take that right now, please. Oh my god. That's incredible.
Wow. Can I suggest maybe that eye wash spell should be briefer? Like if someone needs an eye wash spell, they probably need it urgently.
That's the short version.
That's the short version.
Yes, there's a long form version if you specifically want to kind of scrub the cornea, polish the iris. You know, that you can get real specific about washing your eye.
Polish the iris. Use it, or you already have a new shirt this week.
Yeah. pump brakes, buddy. Brock, thank you so much for coming on. Brock, like I mentioned, this is a podcast, so it's sort of like a magical net that captures your voice and then sort of shoots it somewhere else, I guess.
I know all about that stuff.
Oh, good.
You do?
Sure.
So you'd say that stuff that you know.
Well, I mean, I don't know how much you know about my backstory, guys, but I was cursed to roam Foon and spread my knowledge with everyone that I encounter. And I've encountered you guys, and I've heard of, I know what this podcast is that you talk about. I know all about it.
That's quite an incredible backstory. You know what, Arnie, Trunt, real quick, I wish more guests just came on and been like, here's my backstory.
Me too. It's so much more useful.
It's a really good place to start.
It's my job, guys. I'm here to convey my knowledge and what, you know, when you meet somebody, what are you going to say? You're going to tell them your knowledge about you.
Well, I have one follow-up question, Arnie Chunt. I think you'll agree with me.
I'll take it.
How were you cursed?
Oh, yeah, I agree.
Well, it was a tribunal. I'm frankly surprised you guys didn't follow that. But that's fine. It was kind of a big deal. But whatever.
Sorry.
That's okay. I'm sure it's an important tribunal. We've been busy lately. There's a wizard war and everything, so we're maybe not up on all the tribunal news.
This was years ago. I've been wandering for a long time. But it's fine. It's fine.
I think I heard about it on C-SPAN. Arnie, C-SPAN is, there's a lot of seas in Foon, right? Mm. A lot of vast oceans. And there's news that they will just sort of toss out into the water, and it just sort of encompasses all of the oceans, so all the fish know everything.
Yeah, the sea spans all of the news.
Yeah.
So anyway, I was found guilty, of course, very quickly. It didn't take much time to make the decision from the judge, and so here I am. I was guilty of stealing people's thoughts and their knowledge in the middle of the night. I learned a spell. I got a spell book. Not a big spell guy, but this one sounded kind of cool. You can be, like, super smart and stuff, so... I did that, and I stole the knowledge of most people in Foon.
Oh, wow. Brock.
So it's illegal to steal people's thoughts and knowledge in the middle of the night?
Without consent, yes.
Oh, okay. That seems fair.
I'll be right back.
Usador, where's...
Uh-oh. He'll be back. I gotta say, if I was,
he's probably off to save a tree.
I heard about that, by the way.
Yeah, well, of course, you know everything.
Yeah, well, I don't like to say that out loud a lot.
So, Brock, do you mind? I want to just dig a little bit more into this stealing the thoughts business. It sounds like what you said was you would sneak into people's homes at night to
Correct.
Steal their thoughts. Like, so is that an important part of the process?
Well, I mean, you can certainly do it during the day if someone's out just, you know, doing their thing. It's a little harder because people are moving around and stuff because you got to get in through the ear. So if somebody's prone, it's easier. Nap time is great. Actually, nap time is better than at nighttime.
Oh, really?
I'm just kind of a process guy. I need to get to the fireplace and burn this spell book.
Oh, you burned your spell book?
Yeah, well, just the one. I never had it. Never had that spell book. Just the one that burned up.
Okay.
And actually, Usador, while you're burning your spell book, would you mind spelling my burn book? Maybe cast a spell so no one can read my burn book, just because I'm worried people know what I wrote about them.
Sure. Loxy Daisy.
I thought you were suggesting you wanted him to copy edit your burn book because your spelling is so bad. Put that in the burn book because...
Arnie, you already have a t-shirt, buddy.
I know, I do.
And this is the one drawback to the new t-shirt situation is we're all vying for shirts.
That's true.
Oh, yeah. So, Brock, you, since being cursed, you've been wandering around Foon. And is it that you're just cursed to kind of know everything and tell everyone about everything? Or that's just where your proclivities lie?
Well, guys, it gets a little dicey. Technically, I was only sentenced to wander all of Foon endlessly. But I figured I've got all the know-how now. Got the knowledge. Stole all these people's knowledge. I might as well share that around. Otherwise, what's the point? So that's technically not part of the sentence. It was just to roam Foon. But I might as well, you know, give people a good thing, right? Right. Great question. You know, I kind of read the person. I've got I'm a people person. I have a great eye.
Yes.
Obviously, for who I'm speaking with.
And I'm sorry, Brock. You have something in your eye again.
Oh, Jesus. I thought I was just...
It's a bird. I'll get it.
Oh, jeez.
Fly away!
The hand job, guys, was a little bit better than the spell job. I hate to say that. Can I get a t-shirt?
Yeah. Oh, we've never had a guest shirt. Let me think of that. It's pretty good, though.
The hand job is better than ... turn around the spell job on the back.
Damn back. You're going to make us go broke.
Brock, you don't have to scream that into Arnie's shirt. That's not how this works. Arnie has
Wouldn't it be great if that was how it worked, though?
You can put him down. Brock, put Arnie down, please.
Brock, you are so strong.
You could do that shirt very cheaply. But five colors is all you need.
Five?
Wow, he does know about stuff. What five colors? Cyan?
Well, sure. I mean, that's where you start, right? You go from cyan to the other colors of the rainbow, because cyan, Roy G. Biv... I don't know where C fits in there, but it's one of the big ones.
You know Roy?
Of course I know Roy. Well, I don't know Roy personally, but the person whose room I broke into last Tuesday knew Roy, and now I have that knowledge.
Wow. Arnie, there's a great mage. He used to be a wizard, right? Usador, he was Roy G. Wiz, and then he got
downgraded?
He was
Roy G. Wiz, but then he got demoted living too colorfully. You can only have one color as a wizard. Everyone knows that.
Green.
Blue, I'm blue, damn it.
I wish there was some mental trick to help me remember that name, but...
Roy G. Wiz? That's kind of impossible. But, I should have said Brock's a big Spintax fan. He loves the Green Wizards, baby.
All the way. Look at that sleeve. So green.
You know, I love the color cyan. I'm like, call me the king of cyan.
No.
Okay, sorry if that's inappropriate. When I was a boy, world was different spot.
I was already nervous about laughing at the eye joke because is that offensive to Cyclops if I laugh at it?
No, it's fine, guys. I've heard them all.
Do you mind if we ask you some Cyclops questions?
Hey, fire away, because you know what? I didn't have to steal that knowledge.
That is
true. It's all right here behind this big, beautiful blue baby.
Yeah, it's a piercing blue eye you have there.
Thank you.
Yeah, and let's talk about the rest of his ensemble and the sort of colors of the outfit. Cyclops, jeans gray.
Yes.
What else? Shirt orange.
You've got a Nightcrawler coming out of your pocket.
Mm-hmm.
Do you eat those? Do you fish with them? What do you do?
Well, it's a little of both. Sometimes it depends on how hungry I am while I'm fishing, quite frankly.
Okay.
Banff. You ever fish at Banff?
Oh, are you kidding me? It's the only place to go. That's where the big stuff is.
Oh, yeah. There's a certain mystique about you. I just wanted to say that.
Well, you know, how many Cyclops have you met?
None.
It's not Cyclopses, by the way. It's Cyclops, plural, like deer.
Oh.
Yeah, so if you've met no Cyclops until me. There's four of us here, and Foon, I don't know where the other guys have been. I haven't seen them in a while.
So only four total?
Four, as far as I know.
Wow. Well, then, are two of those your parents, or are your parents no longer with us?
Well, Isidore, they both died at childbirth.
I'm sorry for your loss.
That's okay. They both died in childbirth, and it was not raised by them. I don't know them, so there's no real connection.
they sorry, both died in childbirth?
Yes.
Huh.
What?
Huh.
I don't understand the incredulity.
Is it too painful to talk about? I would love to hear more details about
it. I'll talk all the fuck about it. You guys are acting like that's a weird thing.
It's a little... I mean, the mortality rate while giving birth is higher than it should be, but I've never heard of both parents dying during childbirth.
All right. Hey, my parents died in a car wreck. Do you say, huh, really? Weird. Mm. It's no way to handle it, you guys.
So were they in a cart?
No.
Oh, that
they
was just
died at childbirth.
Example.
Oh, hypothetical.
Of course.
Sorry, cyclopsothetical? Is that how you guys say it?
That's how we say it. We try to tie the psi in front of anything. It gets a little old, but it's fine. But yes, they both died at childbirth. I don't have the data. That's one thing I don't know. That's one thing I refuse to study, obviously. So I don't know. I don't know how often that happens. But I appreciate you guys being so sympathetic.
Our pleasure. Oh, we love caring for the emotional needs of our guests. In fact, why don't we take a quick break? And we'll be right back with more Brock the Cyclops.
Arnie, you've hardly sucked your sticky wick. That's right.
So, Brock, I hate to go back to this. When you sneak into people's rooms at night to steal their thoughts, you said you go in through the ear.
Mm-hmm.
What goes in through the ear?
I mean, I probably don't have to tell you guys this. A lot of things can go in through the ear.
Sure.
But in this circumstance, if you're really just looking to extract knowledge. I don't want to get people's personal thoughts and opinions. Like, that's a fucking nightmare. I just want knowledge. So if you want knowledge, you have to use the knowledge stick. You guys know about ear candling?
I think so. What? How does it work exactly?
Well, ear candling's a big scam, basically, that, you know, on a lot of people fall for. It doesn't really do anything. But in terms of this, it's kind of a cone-shaped. It's conical. So you stick, you know, the skinny in through the ear, and then it sort of broadens out, and then you can extract that way.
That's what I was doing wrong.
But also illegal, right? It sounds like.
Oh, super illegal. You shouldn't do it.
Yeah.
I definitely, if I did do it, I wouldn't put the not skinny end in first.
Well, you'd have a big problem then, you know.
Tell me about it.
That would reverse everything.
Theoretically.
Yeah.
You'd probably be sending your thoughts into their head then.
That's what happens.
Shit. Explains I'll be right back.
Brock, what did you, with all this information you sort of collected, is that how you sort of, did you pair that with everything you've seen and learned while roaming Foon?
I haven't learned a lot, actually.
Just
walking around, seeing stuff. I don't know. I already kind of know all the stuff. Why? I mean, I pay attention. I enjoy my day. But you ever see the T-shirt that says, "Sometimes I sits and thinks, and sometimes I just sits"? My version is sometimes I walks and thinks, but usually I just walks.
I see.
Yeah, until I meet people.
I always love to meet someone who thinks they know everything and they have no space for new ideas.
Hey, good to meet you, too.
Yeah.
I like your jacket.
Oh, thank you. It's new.
It's
Let
very
me back
nice.
Into your head. I need into your head. Come here.
I think someone stole my thoughts. Sorry, Brock. We're very happy that you're here. Is there anything that when you look at us, you said you were starting to size us up earlier.
Sure.
Is there anything in particular that you think the three of us each should know, Chunt and Arnie
and myself?
Well, when I talk to Two-Eyeds, is what I call them, that is E-Y-E-D-S, when I talk to Two-Eyeds, with a dash in the middle, of course.
Sure, of course.
There's a thing that you people do where you look down on people like me with the one eye. So I have to break through that first.
Mm.
You guys were very kind earlier. You just asked me a question or two about the single eye. You didn't get too specific, so I appreciate that. Mm. You didn't dig in too hard about both my parents dying when I was born, which I appreciate as well. So I feel like we have broken through a bit.
Good, because, thank goddesses, because I really want to know, Brock, depth perception. Is that an issue? Is that how a lot of cyclopses die?
Like, now,
I said cyclopses. Is that how a lot of cyclops
Thank
die?
You. I've opened the door now. I understand. Yeah, it's a thing, you know. You know how Foon gets? Busy days. People are out and about. You can't look left and look right unless you move your entire body, which is a little inconvenient. So, yeah, there's a lot of traffic accidents.
Yeah, I should say for our listeners, it's not just that you have the one eye. It's that there doesn't seem to be a huge amount of mobility of the eye, almost as if like an old-timey makeup artist made a head with just an eye in the middle.
No offense.
And just, to move around, you have to move your whole body to kind of look in any direction.
I think it's nice to be described as a B-movie. I appreciate that.
Have you ever thought about moving your neck?
Well, how much neck do you see? There's not much. There's a slight indentation, but I wouldn't call it a neck. It's when you have the one eye, it's a bit of a tube-like situation from your cranium down. It's just it's a very singular thing. It's hard to describe, but yes, it's I can twist it a little bit, but it's see there on the left, it hurts.
It goes from pecs to jaw pretty quick,
very quickly.
Yeah. Also, I should say, Arnie, I think you described the eye perfectly. It's, I don't know if you mentioned, it's pretty deep-seated. Like, it's like a jewel in a crown or something. Like, it's pretty far back.
My father, well, here's what we called them. My father had a big-ass eye, and my mother had a big-ass eye. And you know what that means.
Bay.
Say what?
Oh, sorry, big-ass eye. I was like, bay.
Sure.
Your mom was bay. It was just...
Big ass eye.
I don't know what that. I don't understand what you're talking about right now.
I'm so sorry. Please continue.
That's fine, guys. Where does he live? Because I could honestly break in there.
Where have you been sleeping lately?
Oh, can he hear me?
Oh, hither and thither.
Here's the thing. Oh, I'm so sorry, Brock. Just so you know, Chunt can not only talk; he can hear.
I see. When you got one eye, you never know which of those things are working. Yeah.
And sorry, Chunt. Where are you sleeping?
Oh, hither and thither.
Hither and thither. You're sleeping with hither and thither now, the twins?
Okay. Yeah, they're cool with it, so.
Blink, blink. Sometimes I do that. It's a party trick, you know. You're out, people are staring at the eye anyway, and they're waiting for it. Because there's waiting. And so sometimes when I blink it, I will say, blink, blink, right at somebody.
That's, it's a very powerful blink because you have such beautiful eyelashes, such long, luxurious eyelashes.
Eyelash. That's also singular, even though there are many.
Interesting.
So you're saying your mom has a big-ass eye, your dad has a big-ass eye.
Had. They're both dead.
They both died in childbirth.
That's right. They both had big-ass eyes. My mom's family comes from a long line of big-ass eyes. Strangely, my grandparents on my father's side, my paternal grandparents... had mid-range eyes. He was born with a big ass eye. Sometimes that happens, but I was destined for this.
So you're either bay or mid with your lineage. That's pretty cool.
I guess so, if you want to put it that way.
I will, if that's okay with you, sir.
That's fine. You're getting a little testy.
I was so fascinated to learn that you don't think of us as a biclops.
Oh, you know, that's very interesting. We call you
you
call
us two eyes, right?
Two Ides with a D. Two Ides, D-S. Sometimes Z if you're feeling squirrely.
Oh, Brock, thank you so much. Guys, he handed me... You know when Brock said you're getting a little testy? He handed me a little box. I unwrapped it. And look, it's a little testy.
Right.
Oh, that's sweet.
That, guys, has the week one's knowledge when I was roaming around is the first testy box. And there'll be more to come.
Thank you.
You enjoy.
Oh, no.
So it was almost like an advent calendar.
Sure. Perfect. Advent calendar, definition of the day, word of the day, that kind of thing. Exactly.
A word of the day. What a good idea. I could discover and create a new word every day. Today's word will be Austelicon.
Austelicon.
And you never define these words?
Why would I?
Hmm. Well, you're not going to sell many calendars.
Oh. That's true.
We'll have to figure out what Ashtelecon is. All right.
Brock.
I'll be right back.
Since you know... Usidor's on the move today. Brock, since you sort of know everything, what's the best meal... Sorry, the best sandwich you found in all of them?
Oh, wow. Well, guys, you picked my favorite meal, which is sandwich.
Yes.
It's very tough. I love the French dip, and I think you know where.
Oh, yeah. Rocco Benny's?
Yeah, I'm a big French dip guy. Anytime I go anywhere and they got a French dip on the menu, I got to give it a shot. The jus is perfect. The toasted bun, absolutely perfect. The cheese is just melted enough, and they give you enough jus. You know, you don't want to get to the last bite and not have anything to sop up. So I'd go with the French dip.
Perfect. Perfect sandwich. Delicious.
What's your favorite?
I just got back. Ashtelecon, a sandwich on toasted bread that you dip into jus.
Oh.
Is that a thing?
I think there's already a name for that.
Damn it.
What's your favorite sandwich?
Mine would probably be, and Arnie braced the emails, mine would probably be a hot dog.
People on Earth are going to be
I have
so
a lot of
mad.
Knowledge on this, but this is the hot dog sandwich thing is so obnoxious, I'm not even going to go.
Arnie, what's your favorite sandwich?
My favorite sandwich is probably a manwich meal. Don't give me no bologna.
Wait, a manwich is just a mage, right, Usidor?
Right, or a warlock. A man which
or
is
a
just
warlock.
A
that's
great
right,
major or warlock.
This is making me hungry, you guys.
So, Arnie, what's your favorite sandwich?
Never mind. Brock, can I
No
ask?
One's going to ask me.
Oh, fuck.
Well, I assumed it was
what's your favorite
or whatever.
Sandwich?
Sand on mayonnaise.
I was going to ask. I didn't want to be rude. I'm the new guy. Sand on mayonnaise?
Oh. Is there even bread?
Of course there's bread. It's a sandwich. You put a little mayonnaise on the bread. You put some sand on that, and then you eat it.
Oh, huh. And the mayo keeps the sand in place.
That's right.
Huh.
And then I shit a perfect crystal ball.
Oh, because fire and sand equals crystal.
Right.
What's in your stomach?
Oh, all sorts of contraptions and things in process that will be for the boon and benefit of all of Foon.
Things in process?
Yeah, like, you know, little experiments and things.
Like a Second City show or something is in your stomach?
Review, Arnie. They're called reviews.
Oh, sorry.
That's what you told me, at least, when you first came here.
Oh, of course. Brock, I think we should challenge you a little bit more. If you know everything.
Sure.
Ooh.
And not just ask you about the opinions, because as you said, this, you know, you may have your own opinions, but you know things that you've learned from stealing thoughts. Where do frogs come from?
Ooh, yes.
Well, you guys don't know this? Did you take basic science?
I haven't mentioned this to you before. I'm from another world.
Oh, okay. I understand. You know, frogs come from it's kind of a smaller version of a frog. Some might call it a baby frog. It's born just out of the frog's butt.
Oh. And
so I always thought frogs come from the penis. I mean, I come from my penis.
Sure. I think we all come from a penis, guys. Come on.
High five. All right.
What's up?
Well done.
That's a t-shirt.
Yeah.
I'm from the penis.
Okay. Chunt, I'm going to give you a chance. Is that what you want your new t-shirt to be?
Yes, please. Yes, Daddy.
So what is it exactly?
We all come from the penis.
We all come from the penis. How do you want to spell come?
Let's wait to see if anybody buys one first.
Wait, hold on. So we're going to wait for confirmation that an order has come in, and then we're going to decide? Maybe ask them?
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Fine, C-O-M-E.
Okay.
I was calling it baby frog, but then someone told me it's called Grogu.
Oh, I mean, sure, you can call it that if you want. I've heard that name before, at least this one lady whose house I broke into.
Yeah, I'm more of a Grogu, not a Shogu.
Stop trying to get t-shirts!
That's a shirt. That's got to be a shirt. That's got to be a shirt.
I don't know if you guys can see my shirt. It says I was born in a petri dish.
Oh.
I don't come from a penis, you guys. I was trying to bro out and high five.
Oh.
I was born in a petri dish. My parents, when I said they died of childbirth, they were watching the surrogate give birth, and they both died. But what they basically did was the father put his, you know, his stuff in a petri dish, and the mother put her stuff in a petri dish, and they then put that inside of another person. Oh. I was born. They witnessed this. They died.
They died watching you being born?
Hey, I came out with that big eye. At the time, it was as big as the head. And even though they're big-ass eye people, it was a bit of a shock. So I'm not sure if that's exactly what did it or if it was shame or I like to think excessive pride, maybe. I don't know.
They're so proud that they died.
I think so. I mean, that's what the doctors told me.
Brock, you might know better than I do, but I've heard a whisper, a rumor even, that when you're born, your eyes are the size that they'll be your whole life. That your eyes are the one thing that kind of never grow. So I could see if that eye was in sort of a smaller baby's body, I could see where that might be shocking.
Sure, sure. And by the way, when you're talking to a Cyclops, it's best not to put an S. It's not to pluralize eyes, even if you're talking about two-eyes.
Right.
It's a little insensitive. I'm fine. I don't care. I'm not woke. But there are plenty of Cyclops. Well, three
Four.
Others.
I was here. On three. More.
Yeah, but two of those three, like if you add an S onto anything eye-related, it's big trouble.
Whoa.
Duly noted.
What if a Cyclops is like nearsighted? Mm. They would wear glass?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Look at you.
Okay, I think I
got
it.
Wow. All right, man. This is great. You're learning. That's what my life task is about. I want to spread the knowledge that I steal, and I want to spread the message of the Cyclops and the knowledge of the Cyclops. You wear a glass. It's the same thing as you guys. I see glasses right now. Just imagine there being one thing in the center.
I see. Okay.
I don't need them.
Do you wear pants?
No, I have... No, good God, Arnie. Motherfucker.
Come on. He doesn't have one leg.
Yeah, that was awkward. Let me buy a round of drink.
Oh, man.
Yes, and let us take a break.
Are we getting this right, Brock? Is this right?
How are we doing?
Just the eye, guys.
We'll be right back. We'll be right back. So, if a goose is flying south at exactly 40 miles per hour and it decides to head west for 2 hours at the same rate of acceleration, how long does it take to get to the Isle of Fuentena?
Are you asking me?
Yeah.
Oh,
thank God, because I do not know.
Yeah, you know, word problems, not my spech.
No, okay.
Okay. Who invented chairs?
Ooh, I like that one.
Oh, well, geez, that's a great question.
Thank you.
What I'd need to do is, do you know anyone who in town makes furniture? It's been a minute since I've been in town. Who is the best furniture
maker? Our tavern
maker?
Travels around from town to town, so we're not super familiar. I don't know, Chunt, Usador, do you guys know who makes the furniture in this town?
I mean, the best sort of craftsman in Foon would be Bolivar the Beaver, who really,
That's the one then. What I need to do to answer your question is break in the middle of the night, get in that beaver's ear with that cone, and then I'll be able to answer your question.
So I don't know what I'll right now.
Guys, I'm cursed to roam the dirt forever.
So you don't care about continuing to break the law? Aren't you afraid they're going to come back and curse you worse?
What are they going to do? Curse? What's a worse curse?
No, one pant leg, two legs, but you can only wear one pant leg, but you have two legs still.
You know what? It's a little late, guys. And Bolivar's place is just across the street.
I'm game.
Should we go break into Bolivar's place?
Let's go break into Bolivar's.
All right. I've never done this before, so I don't know how to do it. Here, I'll clad us all in black. Eroth Turtle Claw. Follow me. I've got a little cone ready. I know we'll need that.
Well, now, can I ask Brock, before we go into the house, how do you usually, do you know how to pick locks and things? You must have that knowledge as well.
You know what the first thing I did? I broke into the lockpicker's house.
Must have been hard. Was it hard to break into the lockpicker's house?
Weirdly, no. The door was open. So I just fucking strolled in, put the cone in there, and all of a sudden, none of you are safe, frankly.
Yeah.
That would be, I think Ezekiel is the local porcupine. He sells his quills to sort of pick locks. Brock, I would say porcupines, they're little stabby cutie pies. Do you know a lot about porcupines?
Sure. What do you want to know?
It just seems like maybe recently you know a lot about them.
I do. And you know what? Fucking stand back. That's what that's all you need to know.
Mm-hmm.
Admire from afar. There's your t-shirt. On the other side, porcupines.
Arnie, we got to get a Brock t-shirt.
Brock is just spinning t-shirt gold over here.
Hey, thanks, guys.
Okay, so this is the front door. It is late, but all the lights are on in there. Should we just knock and see if he wants to fall asleep and get
through the window?
Oh, jeez.
Okay, I guess we're following Chunt through the window. Just careful, there's a lot of broken glass.
What are you doing in here?
Oh, Bolivar.
What are you doing in here?
This is your yearly window inspection, and you failed, buddy.
What?
I'm Chunt. I'm the... Should I use the fake name? I'm...
Shit, are you the window inspector?
I'm the window inspector.
Here, here's 100 gold. Look, let me pay you off. I've been trying to get those windows fixed, I swear. I just haven't had the money and time to do it. But please, don't send me to jail.
Wait, Bolivar, do you have illegal windows?
Yeah, my windows are all fucked up and illegal. Please, don't send me to jail.
We won't have to if you go to sleep right now and sign this waiver, this consent form.
Mm-hmm. Also, before you go to sleep, don't tell us the answer, but do you know who invented chairs?
Of course I know who invented chairs.
Okay, top of mind. Keep it top of mind. Keep it top of mind.
All right.
This is a great idea, guys.
Okay, I'm not really tired.
Fuck.
Sign the form, but...
Do we have...
Could you... I shall cast a spell. Go to sleep. Go to sleep. Go to sleep. Kalashwara
Harathadathan. I hope no one's driving while they're listening to this episode. Oh, wait. I think Brock is asleep, too.
Brock. He's asleep. Poke him. Chunt, poke him with his stick.
No, wait, Chunt's asleep, too.
Oh, shit, Chunt's asleep. Ani, how did you stay awake?
I never listened to you.
Shut up.
I mean, what? You started doing a magic spell? I was like, nothing makes me zone out faster. I was probably going to hear a Haroth or something in there.
Haroth is one of the most powerful words in all of spells.
Really?
Did someone say Haroth?
Yeah, see, I just woke everyone up. Just by saying Haroth. Hey,
mommy!
What? What?
Fuck, guys.
Brock, are you okay? Were you having a bad dream?
I was having a bad dream about mommy.
Oh,
didn't even switch it to mom now that you're awake. Interesting.
Well, she died when I was 1 minute old, you guys. She'll always be mommy.
Yeah,
of course.
So a whole minute elapsed.
Yep. Enough time for me to take it all in with my eye.
Yeah.
What happened?
You guys came in my house and you threatened to get me arrested for having illegal windows.
Oh, Bolivar, nobody said that.
What?
It was
Bolivar,
implied.
Why can't you just fucking sleep? Like a normal person.
Whoa, Arnie. You did it.
I threatened him to sleep.
Wow.
Oh, yes. Sometimes that can work just as well as a spell.
All right. Well, do you have the cone?
Here's the cone.
All right. What you gotta do is you gotta go over here very slowly.
Okay.
Go ahead, stick the small end just a bit. Give it a little twist and a poke.
Oh, wow.
This is kind of erotic in its own way.
Barely and touching his ear.
You sure you'll listen to this. To my end and hold on. 3, 2... Beaver. All right. I've got it.
Oh. Okay. Before we wake him up, let me just put his paw in a glass of warm water. Okay. Now we can wake him up.
Great trick.
Let's let him sleep.
That's a good idea. He looks so peaceful.
Yeah. So, Brock, on the pee. Who invented the chair?
Was that the question?
Yeah. Yes. Wait, what did you get? What?
I just wanted to make sure. I'll tell you who invented the chair. Let me go through the files. It's sort of like a... You have to just file through with your little fingies.
Mm-hmm.
And chairs, C-C-H, Catahoula. Okay, here we go. C-H, chairs. It looks like the inventor of the chair was his great-great-great-grandpa.
Oh.
Whoa.
That makes sense. Furniture builder. Yes.
Chairs haven't been around that long.
Oh, no. I remember many years just... sitting on beanbags like idiots.
Wait, the beanbag was invented before the chair?
Oh, the beanbag is ancient beyond all telling.
Yeah, Arnie, that's like you told us on your world that the lighter was invented before the match, which sounds insane, but look it up, it's true.
I think all windshield wipers were invented before cars.
That's nothing.
What do you... No, just because you don't understand technology from my world, it's pretty interesting. Pretty fucking interesting.
What's so surprising? It's beans in a bag. People had bags, they had beans. Then they're like, right, we can sit on this.
Okay.
It was that or the ground. What are they going to do?
Yeah. Brock, I have a question for you.
Yep.
Do you have any way of confirming that the information you're getting out of people's head is accurate?
No. I mean, that is the caveat. Did I not mention that up front?
No.
Shit.
Yeah.
So your head is filled with people's dumb ideas, basically.
Yes. That's part of the problem.
God, it's like the internet in your brain.
Yeah, exactly. How much internet do you know about? I don't know much about it.
We only get an hour a week with Arnie's phone.
Yeah, I'm trying to limit their screen time.
Mm.
And those times we're usually trying to come up with clever quips that can be tweets, but now we'll put all that energy into our T-shirt.
Not you me, I watch Bluey.
You know it can handle all the screen time.
What?
Cyclops. You know it's got two thumbs and can look at a screen all day. It just makes you smarter and more clear-eyed.
Oh.
This guy.
Good. Yeah, I see. Well, I thank you for clarifying how many thumbs you had. I didn't want
really
to ask
bragging
earlier
about having two thumbs.
It's just
overcompensating, clearly.
It's just the eyes. I have two of everything else except, you know.
Where you
have two noses?
Yeah, exactly. Huh. Yes.
Where's the second one?
Well, where do you think? You want to find
two
out?
Buttholes, and I know where they are.
I'll show you.
Okay.
All right. Here we go.
Oh, right in the middle of your back. I wouldn't have guessed that.
Yeah.
Where'd you think it was going to be?
I don't know. Maybe like on a bicep or something? I
thought maybe it was like a adult teeth, baby teeth situation of like, what if your original nose fell off, you'd have another one under there that was slightly more sturdy.
Mm-hmm. No.
But now you're just smelling your own ass all day.
That's a good point. It's also, I mean, some could say that's another curse.
Look, I know that we are all standing around casually having a conversation in the scene of a crime that we've just committed. But
you got a consent form.
That is true.
I will say the most egregious thing you've said, Artie, is that we're all standing around when we're in a chair shop.
Good point.
Oh, okay, yeah, I'm going to sit. Is it all right if we read an email?
Are you asking me?
Yeah. Are you okay with it, Brock?
I'll take it. I'll put an eye on it. Let's do it.
Okay, so.
What if he said no?
I know. Fuck, we'd be in trouble. Listeners, if you want to email us, you can email us at magictavern@puppies.supplies. It's a real email address. Or you can join our Patreon at patreon.com/magictavern, and you can message us there. Here's a message we got recently. Is Usador somehow my 3-year-old niece?
Hmm.
She keeps taking my face into both her hands, leaning in and whispering, "Aunt Jenny, I love rocks." My pockets have been filled with rocks lately, and I know it's her. If she's not whispering, she shouts every single thing she says at the loudest possible volume.
Right.
There is no in-between. Her favorite color is blue. She tells everyone, including strangers, who are just trying to mind their own business. She has many names, including Two Toots McGee, Butt Butt, Moose Butt, and Arf Arf. And based on a somewhat wild look in her eyes, I suspect there are many secret names she's yet to reveal. When I brought her to a pet store for the first time last week, and she saw the birds, she lost her mind. She loves birds. I'm sure if she could find a way back herself, she would go free them all. So, Usador, are you somehow a great wizard in Foon and my 3-year-old niece? How can that be? Anyway, don't die, you three. Love, Aunt Jenny.
Huh, off saving a tree, huh? Sounds like you turned yourself into a 3-year-old and went to Earth.
Well, I don't know if that's me or not. That was a long email, though. Is this next week's episode?
Look, I know you're just ready to do more T-shirts. It's not the next episode.
I have so many T-shirt ideas. I think it's possible that I'm some aspect of me exists on Earth as this small 3-year-old child. It's well documented that many of the aspects of this child are traits known to also belong to me. I love yelling at the top of my lungs. I love birds. I love rocks. You know, the great thing about rocks is sometimes they're magical and they hold great power, but most of the time they're just hard pieces of stuff.
Magical, holding great power? You mean like a geode?
Geodes. Oh, yeah. I love a geode.
Oh, geodes are so cool. Arnie, do you have geodes on Earth?
I think so.
Oh, fucking, when you first see a fucking geode, oh my goddesses.
If this little girl sees a geode, she might lose her shit.
We gotta get Jenny a geode.
We gotta get a geode
to
Jenny.
That's the aunt, yes.
Yeah,
but Jenny, if you're listening, which I assume you're not, you must get a geode and show it to this child. If she turns into a bright shaft of light and her eyes glow red, then you'll know she's a wizard in disguise.
Mm-hmm. Brock, speaking of aunts or aunts, do you know what happened to your surrogate? I mean, she is kind of like family in a way.
Oh, yeah, you still have a relationship there?
Well, this is something I learned from breaking into the house of a health teacher, elementary school health teacher. An aunt or aunt is only the sister of one of your parents. That is not a surrogate. So, a surrogate is somebody, again, daddy puts his stuff in a dish, mommy puts her stuff in a dish, we put the dish into the person, and that
the
person...
The whole dish?
I mean, it's a Petri dish.
Okay, sure, sure.
Have you seen a Petri dish?
I think so.
There's a whole new meaning to doing the dishes.
Exactly. That's a very good
That's
point.
A shirt.
Hey.
No, it's not.
So I'm sort of dancing around the answer, but the answer is no. There's a what you do when you go into it as parents is you fill out a form that says how many visits like you might allow with the surrogate or no contact at all. And in this case, my parents both selected no contact at all. So they both died. They were trying to change that, quite honestly, as they were dying, so I could have some sort of contact. And it didn't work out. They had the pin in hand, but it didn't work out.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. Such a tragic beginning, Brock.
I don't like to think of it that way, guys. I like to look on the bright side of life, you know?
Sure. I mean, think of yourself unencumbered right from the get-go.
Exactly. I wake up every morning. I rub the sleep out of that eye. I go outside. I take a stroll. I roam this great vast land. I meet people. I get
take
to know
a big
people.
Whiff of your ass.
I try to avoid that in the morning. Well, I can, only one operates at a time. Did I not mention that?
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yes, guys, there's a valve. Okay. There's a valve. So I'm either front or back, and obviously I avoid back at certain times of the day.
Sure.
Wow. There's a valve? Cool. Like, is the valve, like, located equidistant between the two noses?
Right in the goddamn center.
Wow.
Inconvenient.
Arnie and Usador, I thought now that we're coming to the end of the episode that you two might want to go ahead and apologize to me.
Chunt, I'm so sorry for whatever I did.
What is it, cuz? What did I do?
Earlier today, when I said, I'm excited for the two of you to meet my one-eyed monster, you two said, oh, ew, Chunt, gross. And now I think you'll find that he's actually quite pleasant.
You're right. I apologize. I did think you meant something else when you said that, in my defense. Now I see that put your little badger penis out there. And
Well, it's always... Hold on, it's always out.
Always.
Don't make me have to be some sort of pervert. I'm in the form of a badger. It's always out.
Yeah, but you don't need to wave it around.
I mean, we all come from a penis, guys.
That's true.
We all come from a penis. Let's all grab
right,
a chair and get out of this furniture store.
Get out of my store.
We're all taking chairs. Free chairs.
Hey, you guys.
All you fledgling improv students out there, remember, when comedy fails, resort to vandalism. Okay, let's get through these t-shirt plugs so quickly that my brain barely has time to get angry / disappointed. The old Arnie and Usador shirts are gone, but now in our T Public store, there's a limited time shirt where Arnie says a watched tree never dies, and a shirt where Usador says, suck it, kneecap, as the nation quietly says it with him. There were a number of other regrettable shirt slogans thrown out in the episode, but as far as I could tell, none of them were official or, good. So for now, the Chunt shirt stays the same. Link for the shirts in the show notes, I'm guessing. Usador the Wizard was played by Matt Young. Chunt the Talking Badger was played by Adol Refai. Brock the Cyclops was played by special guest Charles Bryant. Charles is the co-host of the wonderful, smart, funny Stuff You Should Know podcast. You probably already listened to it, but if not, treat yourself. You deserve better than this. Hello from the Magic Tavern is an independent production, made possible by supporters of the Magic Tavern Patreon. Supporters like Joey Sleeman, Sir Graham Van Straut, parentheses, which is my name, Travis Armstrong, scrambled up. What a fun activity to think about during the credits. It's like doing Wordle at the DMV. KC Runicles, Theo, Lance Cutter, Tiffany Pellat, Paul Killian, and Thadwick Darling, the foppish baby Peter Pan refused to bring to Neverland. Patrons get ad-free episodes, all the spin-offs, and at least 2 new bonus episodes each month. Here's a clip of the most recent bonus episode 2 of the new season of Shadow City with Anthony Birch.
Ah, Big Dracula.
Yeah, Big Dracula, that's what they're gonna call it. Big Dracula.
It's part of the big exploitation movement.
What are they trying to do? Recast me? You're so much bigger than me?
Holy shit.
Lugosi.
How dare you? Get out of here. You shall never be Dracula.
Bella, they're not even filming today. Bella, they're not even filming today. Why are you in costume?
I have to get in character. Ah, beautiful Jean. I shall see you later.
Wait, guys, he said
really
beautiful Jean.
Into a bat.
He's a beautiful name.
I don't want to make this take over too much, but I do think before the season is over, we got to figure out what the fuck is going on with that vampire.
Gene Hall goes, yeah, he's a real vampire. They decided to put him in the pictures because he was so photogenic.
Yeah.
Why is he out in the sunlight? Because that's not how vampires work in this world.
Yeah. That's the movie rules. We don't have to assume that it's all the movie rules are correct.
My skin shines like diamonds.
To hear the rest and learn more about supporting the show, visit patreon.com/magictavern. Hello from the Magic Tavern is produced by Arnie Niekamp, Matt Young, and Adil Rafai. Post-production coordination by Garrett Schultz. Associate producer, Anna Hoverman. This episode edited by Stefan Dranger. Hello from the Magic Tavern logo by Allard Leban. Magic Tavern theme by Andy Poland.